This is KUT. The Austin City Council will vote today on a contract to process evidence in more than 600 sexual assault cases. But as KUT's Audrey McGlinchey reports, some advocates are concerned.
A little background here. Earlier this year, the council heard from advocates and sexual assault survivors about a DNA backlog, thousands of rape kits waiting to be processed. Then, in April, the city council approved paying a Utah lab nearly $1.2 million to process around 2,000 of the kits, all of them at least a year old. But things got tougher when in June, APD's local DNA lab was shut down after results of a state audit. That allowed another backlog to begin. Now, there are 600 new sexual assault cases waiting to be processed. Which brings us to today's contract with a Dallas lab. Here's APD Chief of Staff Brian Manley talking to council members Tuesday.
We have currently looking to dedicate $1.6 million from the department's forfeited funds that we have been awarded towards clearing up the DNA backlog. And so this is going to be the most important step in getting this agreement in place so we can start sending out the kits to be examined.
Sounds great, right? Ana de Freitas is cautious.
It doesn't give us what we were promised.
De Freitas serves on the city's Commission for Women and advocates for survivors of sexual assault. She's cautious about the $1.6 million contract. She says the agreement's too vague to ensure that sexual assault DNA evidence gets priority. Manley with APD explains why the contract's more open-ended.
We wrote the agreement, not limiting ourselves to that, on the off chance we had a serial offender in a different type crime or maybe a homicide or something that needed immediate processing. We wanted to have the ability to do that, but that would be the exception.
Another concern is the timeline. APD isn't able to say how quickly the Dallas lab could process these hundreds of kits. The goal is to clear the current backlog before the local DNA lab reopens sometime next year. In the meantime, that puts people like Connie Stogner in a rough place.
It doesn't feel okay for us to not be able to tell a survivor how long this process will take.
Stogner's with Safe Place, a local nonprofit that works with sexual assault survivors.
Frequently, they ask questions, you know, what will this process look like? What will the timeline be? When might I see justice? And in our current system, we really don't have a good answer.
She says the question of how quickly local authorities should process this evidence is something we should be talking about now. That way, the community can have standards set when the local lab does reopen. Council members will vote on this latest contract with a Dallas lab at their meeting today. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.